A guy is driving around the backwoods of Michigan when he sees a sign in front of a broken down farmhouse, talking dog for sale. He rings the bell and the owner appears and tells him the dog is in the backyard. So the guy goes into the backyard and sees a nice looking chocolate lab sitting there. "You talk?" he asks. "Yep," the lab replies. After the guy recovers from the shock of hearing a dog talk, he says, "So what's your story?" The lab looks up and says, "Well, I discovered that I can talk when I was pretty young, and I wanted to help the government, so I joined the CIA. In no time at all, they had me jetting from country to country, sitting in rooms with spies and world leaders, because no one figured a dog would be eavesdropping. I was one of their most valuable spies for 8 years running, but the jetting around really tired me out, and I knew I wasn't getting any younger, so I decided to settle down. I signed up for a job at the airport to do some undercover security, wandering near suspicious characters and listening in, and I uncovered some incredible dealings and was awarded a batch of medals. After that, I got married, had a mess of puppies, and now I'm retired." And the guy is amazed. He goes back in and asks the owner what he wants for the dog. $10, the guy says. $10? This dog is amazing. Why on earth are you selling him so cheap?" "Because it's all bull. He's never been out of the yard." Hearing your stories of meeting your partner and falling in love, of leaving the old country, of children born and sometimes too soon buried, stories that make us both laugh until our sides ache, stories that bring to life times gone by and family long gone. Sharing our stories with one another helps us to create community, a place to belong, to be known, whether we've left the yard or not. Worshiping in community here on the shores of Lake St. Clair, we are a people of the story of God. And it is in the telling of our stories that we live beyond flesh and bone. Just like the Colossians long ago on the shores of the Mediterranean. You know, I've wondered oftentimes if the people in our Old Testament and in the epistles from our New Testament, I wonder if these people knew their stories would someday help others to learn how to follow Jesus and to live in loving community. Because if you think about it, it's pretty amazing that we know so much about this small band of believers in the town of Colossae and find so much of their faith story relevant to our own. Colossae sits about 600 miles east of Ephesus on an important trade route between east and west. And though a small city by the time of Paul's letter, it was still cosmopolitan in nature, with many cultures and different religious elements all mixed together. Paul had written to this community because members of the congregation had incorporated pagan elements into their practice, including worship of elemental spirits, as well as Gnostic beliefs, and he needed to send them a how-to letter on who Jesus was and what it meant to follow his way. Paul begins by reminding them that everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank of angels, everything started in Christ and finds its purpose in Christ. United in Christ, they need not obey or allow to rule over them any pagan forces or powers. Some practices in their past may be shadows of what is to come, but Christ is the one who cast the shadow. Christ is to be their all in all. He tells them that believers are made one body in Christ, not divided between slave and free, male and female, for Christ holds all together. So spacious, so roomy is he, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Paul sees in the story of their faith, hope, and love for one another evidence and validation of their faith experience. And once you find something like that, you hold on to it. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly tuned to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. Paul tells them that he will work right along beside them, though he is far from perfect. He is on their side, and they are not in this alone. He wants them woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God, all the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge embedded in that mystery and nowhere else. He doesn't want them to go off on some wild goose chase. Now, some say that Colossae was the least important church to which any epistle of Paul is addressed. Yet one can see why Paul's message has stayed relevant and why their story might reflect our own. In the words of Peterson's The Message, of which I'm quoting liberally throughout my sermon this morning, you received Christ Jesus the Master. Now live him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. If you're serious about living a new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Don't just talk the talk, walk it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed by the things right in front of you. Look up. Be alert to what is going on around Christ, eyes open in gratitude, seeing things from his perspective. When we put on the clothing custom made for us by Christ, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, even-temperedness, being content with second place and quick to forgive, doing our best, wrapped in love, every detail in our lives, words, actions, or whatever, will be done in the name of Jesus, thanking God every step of the way for the faith, hope, and love that will come to us and be reflected in the words of our story. So as we move into the holiday season, which I know can be difficult for some of us, the goal is to be gracious in speech, to bring out the best in others, in our families, and in our community. In the words of Kate Huey, no wonder then that we're called to listen in every age for the still speaking God, to lead us in new ways toward ancient truths, the good news of the gospel. We need to open our eyes, tell our own stories of faith, hope, and love, for we are called to transform the world, to be part of God's redeeming grace, to bring forth a healed creation. And may the stories of our living spill over into thanksgiving. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.